70 pounds. The wacky morning DJ, Andy. And in this corner, weighing in.
Don't you say it.
Minus 26 pounds.
Thank you.
Than she used to be. Is what I meant to say. Who was it, Rob, the other day that asked us to play that right out of the gate?
Yeah, I think it was. I don't remember.
I kind of like that.
I like it, too. Gets you pumped up.
A little bit. But then it just makes me start doing silly things.
No, I like you. That was funny.
Like the whole... There's a story this morning. I'm barely going to even talk about it.
Okay.
Because I find the concept in and of itself stupid.
Alrighty.
According to some very, very dirty, naughty researchers, if you do the whole dirty talk thing, it's good for you.
Like, how is it good for you?
A very good question.
Is it good for your heart?
Is it
like
they found that when people talk dirty during sex, it leads to better sex and leads to better overall life satisfaction.
All right.
I could never do it.
I can't see you doing it.
No, I would feel so stupid.
You would just.
I would do it to get a laugh.
It would be just silly.
Oh, baby.
Well, if you say it like that.
That's how it would come out.
You need to say it actually more dirtier.
I think dirty talk is stupid. I really do. And these guys got paid for this?
I find it interesting.
I would like them to study my toilet. I don't know what for. I just want them to study.
That would be toxic.
Why? Because I don't clean my toilet?
No. Why would you want them to...
Somehow I'm dirtier than the average filthy human being?
No, just man. It's like a man thing in general.
Girls poop too.
I know, it's just gross. With you think with guys. Ugh.
All right. So getting off of that subject.
Well, you just went to the toilet, so...
I didn't go there.
You did too.
No, I didn't. I'm right here.
You said you wanted them to clean your or do a study in your toilet. You went to the toilet.
Okay, I guess I did. Speaking of the toilet.
Oh, goodness.
It gives me a great segue.
Oh.
You know, they had all those earthquakes in LA last weekend.
Yeah.
This is Dwight Howard being asked by, let's see, who was it? Where did the video come from? This is TMZ.com asked him. Where he was when the earthquake hit.
Dwight, how was that earthquake last night? What were you doing when it hit?
I was on the toilet.
Yeah? You were in the tub?
I was on the toilet. You were shitting me off the toilet.
Is that making you reconsider your trade here?
No, I love it here in LA.
Yeah.
Just an earthquake.
Yeah, he was on the toilet when the earthquake hit.
Oh, boy.
Can you imagine?
That would suck.
It would.
And be really scary, but convenient.
Well, how would that be convenient?
Yeah, the crap scared out of you.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks for catching what I'm throwing there.
Sometimes it takes a second to get it.
It does.
Come on. That one was easy. How did you not get that one?
I was just thinking of disaster preparedness. Was the problem. I was just thinking, is a bathroom a good shelter in an earthquake? Maybe. Because there isn't usually a lot of things on the wall. You know?
Is it like a tornado where you would go into the bathtub?
I don't know.
I've never been in one. I don't know.
Earthquakes don't throw things at 100 miles an hour. So they knock things off shelves, but they're not going 100 miles an hour.
Don't they say, like, stand in the middle of a doorway or something, I think, is what they say with earthquakes? Yeah.
I don't know. I've never lived anywhere where they had earthquakes. I don't know the emergency protocol for an earthquake.
I don't either.
I know in a tornado, it's stupid to crawl under an overpass because it can suck you right out from underneath
it. Yeah, that would be bad.
You're better off to lay flat in a ditch.
Right.
With it. Even, I mean, if it goes directly over the top of you, yeah, you're probably screwed. But But if it doesn't go directly over the top of you, well, then you're basically in a foxhole avoiding cars and boards and things being thrown. Corn stalks.
Yes.
So, look, we went from Dwight Howard on the toilet to a public service announcement about tornado safety.
We're so awesome today.
Best radio you'll hear
Yay!
All day. Best story you're going to hear all day. Actually, it was... I was a little journalizzy yesterday.
You were?
I was listening to The Scanner.
Oh, that's fun, though.
Well, it wasn't yesterday because there wasn't anything fun on there. The little boy up by Colton.
Oh, yeah.
They got lost in the cornfield.
Yeah. Did they find him?
They found him, yeah. Oh. They found him later in the afternoon.
Oh, good.
And I started it. Johnny posted the story later after they found him. And I was listening to The Scanner, and it was just like, you know, when they're giving out the description of the boy, you mm-hmm. know, they're so, the dispatcher's so, they're giving information.
Right.
And they're not sensationalizing it or anything. They're just telling, you know, and that isn't for the public. It's for the emergency responders.
Right.
And so they're just giving it very basic. And just the way they give it out, just so, I don't want to say it's cold, but it.
Non-emotional.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And it was just like, it's not even my kid, and I'm kind of freaking out here.
Well, I mean, yeah, they have to be non-emotional when they're doing
that. Yeah, I mean, it's like, hurry up! You don't want a dispatcher who's like that.
No, no.
But anyway, they did find him.
Thank goodness. I can't even imagine what the parents were going through.
Oh, it happened to me just a couple weeks ago. Jackie walked out of the house. I don't know how I didn't hear her. Crystal had run to Hy-Vee real quick to get something, and I was playing with Rockley on the living room floor. And I thought Jackie was in her room, and
oh goodness!
And then I got that feeling where everything's too quiet, and I went looking for her,
what,
and
she's
gone.
Oh gosh!
And I can't find her. And then I'm running around the house trying to find my flip flops, and I can't find my flip flops to run outside. Finally, I just said the hell with it. As I'm running outside, Crystal pulls in the driveway, and I said, "Is Jackie with you?" She's like, "Yeah, she was down on the corner." She had walked, and she wasn't lost. She just wanted to go with Mom.
Oh, my goodness.
She did not leave the block, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
Heart attack.
Oh, yeah. I was freaking out.
Yeah. I've had the girls do that, too, like, because, you know, with living out in the country, but they're just somewhere, like, in the property, but you can't find them right away, and I'm freaking out because they went outside to play and didn't tell me.
I have a story about this very thing. This boy in the cornfield.
Yeah.
I went missing when I was a little boy. We lived on a farm north of Beersford when I was little. Have you heard this story before?
I think so. I think you've told it to me before.
Okay.
But you can tell it again.
Well, I kind of want my mom to tell the story.
Okay.
I was thinking we'd call her a little later.
Okay.
And have her tell the story because it's pretty good. It's a pretty good story. News is next. Hang on. Morning, sunshine.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 623, topping out at 87 today. It's 49 right now. Yeah, 49. I love it. I absolutely love it. I love how chilly it was this morning.
It was quite chilly. I had to turn on my heat on the way over here.
It wasn't that cold.
I was cold.
Oh, you don't park your car in your garage. Uh-uh. You keep your sister's stuff there.
No, it's not so bad anymore.
The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
All of my friends are posting intense political rants on Facebook, and I'm just over here like, hey, I made pancakes.
The Hot Morning Show. Hot 104.7.
I have to say that is my number one favorite of all time.
That's pretty good, huh?
That is a good one. Today is September 6th, and it is the greatest day I have ever known, but it is not. Because Pippa Middleton is 29 today.
Oh, Pippa.
I don't get that. She's cute and all, but really? She needs to be an obsession? She's not even the princess. She's the princess's sister.
She's Pippa.
She's hotter than the princess, but...
She is. But the princess looking pretty good.
But there's lots of hot girls. It's not that big a deal.
Okay.
Anyway... it's also not the greatest day I've ever known because Dolores O'Riordan is 41 today. She's the singer of the Cranberries.
Okay.
Zombie! Macy Gray is 45. She's 5'11". I almost said she's 4'5". Rosie Perez is 48 today. Puerto Rican actress with a perfectly normal, soothing, non-obnoxious voice.
I like her.
Michael Winslow is 54 today.
Who?
Michael Winslow.
From the Police Academy.
Yeah. The man of 10,000 sound effects.
I seen him here in Sioux Falls a while ago, and he was amazing.
You saw him.
Saw him.
Jeff Foxworthy is 54, and he might be a redneck.
Might be.
Jane Curtin is 65 today. She was the ignorant slut from SNL. That's what Dan Aykroyd called her.
Oh,
Jane,
okay.
You ignorant slut.
Another birthday today is none other than Roger Waters.
Oh, you like
him.
Oh,
yeah.
No dark sarcasm in the classroom.
I'm not sure it's even him singing here.
Leave them kids alone.
Yeah, teacher, leave them kids alone.
Hey, teacher, leave them kids alone.
Do it again! You can't have your meat if you don't have any pudding! How can you have your pudding if you don't eat any meat? There's so much nonsense on that album, it's great. 1909, also not the greatest day I've ever known, because American explorer Robert Perry sent word that he had reached the North Pole 5 months earlier. Yay! 1959, the first Barbie doll was sold by Mattel.
Cool.
Unlike the Barbies of today, she had no lead in her body. And let's see here. And in 2007, I handed out Chuck Taylor Converse tennis shoes to the groomsmen at our wedding rehearsal dinner.
Aww.
When a buddy asked if we could wear them in the wedding, I nodded yes. And my mom said, no. But today is the greatest day I have ever known. Because it was on this day in 1986 that a classic piece of music hit number one on the pop charts. It makes me think of women's razors.
Me too.
Yeah. Makes me want to go buy Lady Bics.
No, they weren't Lady Bics, I don't think.
No, it's not, but that's the only brand of women's razor I could think of right now. Can you name the band?
No, but the song's Venus.
Of course it is.
She's got it.
Come on, you know the band.
Yeah, baby,
Bananarama.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm your Venus. I'm your fire. That's what it feels like when you get done using the razor. But it wouldn't feel that way if you ladies would just use shaving cream. Anyway, Venus hit number one on this day, 1986. That's why today, September 6th, is Dirt.
Well, it seems John Mayer and Katy Perry didn't break up. That story is coming up in the dirt.
I got a hold of my sister. We're going to talk to her coming up. And the story of me getting lost. Not as little as the boy in Colton yesterday, but it's a pretty good story. Got that coming up as well. 628, Hot 104.7.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 641. We're going to tap out at 87 today. The story yesterday about the little boy in Colton, it immediately reminded me of a story about me. Now, they found him yesterday. He was in a cornfield. He was a little dehydrated, a little dirty. But other than that, I think I heard on the news last night that the mom was going to give him a bath, and that was about it. But you know, a scary deal. I can kind of imagine because it happened to me a couple weeks ago, but Jackie had just wandered off to the end of the block, which we live on a really big block. Like to go all the way around our block is like a quarter mile.
Yeah.
So like I've run laps when I go jogging or just around our block.
I've had the freak out before.
Yeah. You can't find him. Can't find him. So we called my sister a little while ago and woke her up to tell the story because we called my mom first And she didn't really know the story because she wasn't home.
Yeah, she didn't recall.
Didn't know the details as well. My sister knew the details better, so we called her and woke her up a little bit ago. And here's the phone call with my sister, Becky.
Hello.
Hi. It's your brother.
Joe?
Andy? The one that's on the radio early in the morning?
Oh, my gosh.
Are you just waking up?
Yes.
Oh. Really? It's 6:20. You got a house full of kids. Don't you have to, like, get them up and get them ready for school and stuff? And go to work?
The radio.
Well, not yet. No, the reason I was calling, though, was you are the best person. I called Mom first, and she said you were the better person to tell the story. You heard about the little boy in Colton that got lost in the cornfield?
I didn't hear details.
Well, he got lost in the cornfield. They found him.
They found him.
It's all good.
Oh, does this have anything to do with when you...
That's why I'm calling. I want you to tell the story of when I got lost.
Little turd.
Little turd.
Yes, he's a little turd. Well, I was just looking for you. We lived on the farm, and I went to check on you, and I couldn't find you. And I couldn't find you, and I couldn't find you. So we went and looked in the barn, and there was a little chicken coop and a garage, and
I used to love playing in the barn.
It's a fun place to play.
Chasing the piglets around.
And the people that owned it were there, and he came and was helping me look for you. And then our neighbor, I called her, and she came and helped. And we were about to call the sheriff, and we had called Mom, because Mom was working. And I don't know who. I think the neighbor went inside one more time, and you were sound asleep behind the recliner. And the recliner was up in a corner.
Uh-huh.
And you were right back behind there.
When I was listening to the scanner yesterday, I heard some law enforcement person say, "Hey, make sure we go through the house and make sure he's not in there."
Like hiding.
And
yeah.
As soon as I heard him say that on the radio, I'm like, oh, yeah, I did that. I was the kid hiding behind the recliner.
Yes, you were.
Yeah.
How old was he when this happened?
Less than 4.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't remember it.
I don't think you were, you were 3 or 4.
It was when we lived on the farm. We moved into town, like, before I turned 5,
yeah.
So.
I don't think that ever happened to me when I was little. I don't think I ran away.
But I scared everybody really good. Well, thanks for waking up and answering the phone, sis.
Oh, yeah, anytime.
Yeah, okay. Go back to sleep.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Yeah, so that was, we called her about 20 minutes ago, and I got that. So, yeah, I was hiding behind the recliner.
So not cool.
I was waiting to hear that, though, that, oh, they found him, he was hiding in the attic, or something like that.
Right. But he had wandered into the cornfield.
Yeah, they found him in the cornfield, and there's wooded areas around there, and he was only 18 months old.
Oh,
very mobile 18-month-old.
Yeah.
Lots of kids are usually you're walking by 18 months, but to get that far, he was a few hundred yards out into a cornfield. So, yeah, scary deal, but it ended well.
Thank goodness.
They had a ton of people out there, a lot of law enforcement and volunteers.
That's scary.
And yeah, it's.
I mean, there's not only the fact that he's just lost, but that he could be kidnapped or something like that. I mean, there's so many thoughts.
I never heard anything when I was listening to it yesterday. It didn't sound like, I mean, considering it was a farm.
Right.
That never really even crossed my mind.
But still.
Because when I retweeted what the Argus 911 had put on Twitter and I put it on our Facebook, just the description, at first, I just reposted it because it's like, missing kid, get the info out.
Right.
And then I thought about it. I'm like, this kid probably wasn't kidnapped. He probably wandered off on the farm into a field. And
but you never know.
You never know, but that was not the case. He just wandered outside, and kids are so quiet. When they pull that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
They're so quiet.
They're sneaky. You have to watch out when they're being quiet.
Put a cowbell on Rockley so I don't lose him. Anyway, coming up in just a few, let's see. Oh, yes. What is the normal amount of underwear a person should own?
The normal person or me?
Okay, now we're getting back into that icky thing again. That's next. Hang on. 104.7, Andy and Mel at 6:55. We're going to top out at 87 today. Okay, here's what we've been doing for the last Well,
50 minutes.
Pretty much since the beginning of the show. Whenever we've had time, we've been like going through, because 2 days ago, Rob called in, right before we even went on the air.
Yeah.
He was like, hey, you got to start off the show today. Get everybody pumped up.
And ready to go.
With Eye of the Tiger. And I like the idea.
Yeah.
Have like a pump up song.
I like it.
At the beginning of the day, you know. Especially at 6 a.m. when everybody's like, I'm going to be awake right now.
And we're still like,
we're still like that by 9:30, though. But anyway, so we've been like going through looking for like cool songs.
I found a list of 51 songs to pump you like, up when you go like exercise.
Yeah.
And so we've kind of been going off that list and like listening to the intros to come up with different ones.
Yeah. We'll come later on, probably after TIFF, like around 8:40. We should have a solid list of our go-to kick-off-the-show songs.
Yes. We could even maybe do a vote or something, too, on some.
Or if anybody's got an idea, text it or email it to us, too. But
we should play some that we've been thinking about.
The ideal intro song is one that starts off not mellow, but just like softer.
And then it gets, it pumps you up. It just starts building into it.
Yeah, kind of like Eye of the Tiger.
Yeah.
It's
then all of a sudden
not slow, but it's soft.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Glenn.
Like that. There's so many good ones.
Yeah.
So many good ones.
There is a lot of good ones. Anyway, so how many pairs of underwear should a person own?
14.
Okay. 14. If you don't own 14 pairs of underwear, according to Mel, you are doing something wrong.
Well, that's a good amount.
When talking about underwear, you should probably enunciate the A a little more.
Good amount.
Yeah. Okay, that computer's locked up. I got to switch over here.
Okay.
According
I have a theory.
A survey asked people to name the normal amount of underwear a person should own. Here's the result. 60% said 8 to 15 pairs. So,
okay, see?
1 to 2 weeks supply.
Yes, that's what my theory was.
17% say 16 to 30 pairs.
Oh.
Which is about a 2 to 4 week supply. 11% say it's normal to have between 1 and 7. One?
And one?
Or even 2 or 3.
Maybe they go commando.
Maybe.
That could be.
And they only wear underwear when they go to church?
Yes. Or on a long trip.
5% say it's normal to have 30 to 60 pairs. And 3% of people who clearly hate laundry say it's normal to have 365 pairs of underwear.
Holy moly.
Well, then you don't have to wash them.
That is a lot of underwear.
It is a lot of underwear.
But they have underwear since they were in grade school and they just keep it.
So if you're Mel, how many pair of underwear do you own?
I have like probably 14 to 20, maybe 20 pair.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
What, you want me to go home and count?
Well, no, but I mean, that seems light.
I'm just thinking.
You have way too much of everything.
Well, that's true. But I don't have the same amount of jeans as I do underwear. I don't know. I'd say probably 20-ish. Ish.
Ish, okay.
Depends, you know. Like, I'll go through and be like, all right, the lace is starting to get kind of crappy on this. It's been washed too many times. Throw it away.
Speaking of underwear. Next time you're thinking about, you know, doing something naughty outdoors, a woman's public naughtiness almost killed a baby seal.
Excuse me?
Last month in New Zealand, an adorable baby seal almost choked to death on a woman's G-string.
We're supposed to keep the underwear with you.
Well, or take it with you anyway.
Yeah.
Not her.
Just threw it in the ocean.
I don't know. But the baby seal found it.
Wow.
Anyway. You want to sign up to go see Fun in Chicago? Go to our website, hot1047.com. Get signed up. It's 7 o'clock, hot104.7.
Hot1047.com.